have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? It is an amazing question. And again, these questions are given out each week to encourage you, those who want it, to pay attention and know thyself. Know yourself. And you're going to be surprised what you don't know about yourself. But these questions are put there to encourage you to start paying attention to yourself. And for those who don't want it, they are not for you. Really. Just stay in your hell and be in your hell, happy with your own misery. They're not for you. They're for the ones who want to overcome their misery. Do you know the amount of people that are living and don't have perfect peace? And they don't even believe that perfect peace is possible because they say, well, nobody has it. No one has it. So because in their mind, no one has it. They don't believe that it's possible. So it's for those who want perfect peace. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you can podcast all of the shows all the time, but let's say you're busy and you can't really sit and watch it, but you want to listen to it at least, maybe glance at it while you're busy doing what you're doing, no matter what it is you're doing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP. Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And we're going to finish up on the super chat that we didn't finish get to yesterday and the ones today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour every Wednesday. Is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bring back that order of God and Christ. Christ and man. Man over woman and woman over children. It's amazing. So I heard about this this story that I'm about to give you, yesterday, as I was leaving my office, a young lady mentioned it to me. She happened to be sitting in a van there, and she recognized, she said, "Hey, have you heard about the explosion, the pager explosion?" I'm like, "No, I haven't heard about it yet." She said, "Well, apparently Israel gave out or set up some pages that exploded, and it caused a lot of pain for a lot of people." I'm like, "I don't know about it, but I'll check into it." And I had not heard about it. And so I had my producer to look into it, Derek to look into it. And then I saw some of it on the local news, and it's very interesting. And I don't quite understand what happened, but it's interesting. So according to this report, exploding pages killed at least 9 in suspected Israel attack on somebody.
Hezbollah.
Isn't that amazing? So according to Fox 5, international media report and security officials say designated handheld pages were responsible for killing at least 9 people, including an eight-year-old girl, and hurting thousands of people, including Iran ambassador in Beirut suburbs and other parts of Lebanon. Watch this from Fox 5.
A handheld pager exploding in a grocery store in Lebanon. This was a major attack on Hezbollah deep inside the country. Handheld pagers that Hezbollah fighters used to communicate with each other exploded across Lebanon, leaving at least 8 dead and more than 2,700 people injured.
A large number of injured are coming to the hospitals. They were primarily injured in the explosion of pagers they were carrying. The numbers that arrived at the emergency rooms are very big.
Hezbollah immediately blaming Israel, saying Israeli forces hacked into their pager network or tampered with the devices. The group's senior leaders say they were not hurt and they are vowing revenge.
Amazing. How did that have? Don't mess with Israel, huh? Don't mess with Israel if they did this. But it's interesting. And now they are vowing to get back at Israel even more so. So the war is never going to end, because one goes after the other one goes after the other one, and it goes on and on and on, and innocent people are getting killed, all because of high officials' egos and the desire for more money and power. They're going to get back at Israel, they say, according to this report. According to Fox 5, the reason they are carrying the handheld pages is because their leaders told them not to carry cell phones, which could be tracked by Israel to carry out targeted attacks. So don't carry the cell phone, and they still got attacked with pagers. So the anchor baby said that he took his phone out of his pocket for the rest of the day. What the? What a mess, huh? It's all what are you saying there?
Sorry, I was typing to you. I could just jump in. What's significant about this is the attacks are against Hezbollah, right? And Hezbollah is not based in Gaza. They're the Lebanese Shia militant group. And that's in Lebanon. So just adding to what you're saying, the war will expand and continue.
So...
because Hamas is the guys in Gaza where...
Right.
That area where October 7th happened.
Hamas is in Gaza. And who is in Lebanon?
Hezbollah.
And who is Hezbollah?
It's a Lebanese Shia militant group with ties to, like, the Iran Guard.
And they don't like Israel?
And they have these groups around the area to... Sorry, say again?
They don't like Israel?
They don't.
Oh. So Israel have enemies all around.
Correct.
What a mess. What a mess! It's going to get worse. It will get worse. Because human hearts are evil, and they just want control. All angry people want to control. But that was a major setup. Whoever did it, however it happened, that they put those bombs in there and they in the patriots, and they were able to go off at the same time all over the place. What a mess. And it's only going to get worse because now the other people are mad again. And they don't care about your life. Have you noticed that when there are wars, that the people who are in control of the wars don't care about the civilian life at all? They pretend they do. When something happens, they say, my prayers goes out to you. Everybody gather around and they pretend to cry and shed tears. Or they say, my prayers goes out to you. But they go right back to the fight. They go right back to fighting. And more civilian, innocent people die because of people who love wars for money and power. For money, dineros, and power. And so some of you know, and then I'll get to your calls. I see them and your super chats. Some of you know that Kamala Harris is running for president, so-called president, and nothing to offer but grinning. And yesterday she was on that, she was being interviewed with the so-called black media, and they handed her softball questions like I've never seen before. And yet she just said the same old thing. Well, when I was in my career and I grew up very poor and very this, whatever she was saying, about nothing. I'm still amazed and stunned, but understanding that there's one person out there who would vote for Kamala Harris for no reason at all. She has nothing to offer the country, zero. This female doesn't even know if she's going or coming. And she just says stupid stuff with no meaning. And yet, there are people who voted for her, they say. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And the women have voted for her because the women love abortions. They love abortion. And so Kamala Harris has promised them abortion. You can do all the abortions you want. You can kill as many children of the men as possible. It's your body, your choice. But apparently she says something about deployed militaries. Apparently, she says something like, there are no, I'm not sure what she said. about men being deployed. We don't have any military deployed anywhere. No active troops deployed. Apparently, she said that at some point. And when she said that, deployed military react to Camilla's lie. Watch this from Instagram.
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world. The first time this century.
Wait, what?
But let's understand.
So where the fuck are we right now?
Those military guys want to know, okay, we're not deployed anywhere. Where are we? And why are we here? What a mess. And she just said that. And those two, quote unquote, moderators didn't stop her on it. They didn't correct her. They didn't fact check her as they did with the Great White Hope. Sorry about the curse word. They forgot to bleep it out. What the? But this is the type of female that there that some voters want to run our country. I saw a short report. I don't have the whole story. I didn't tell my producer about it. But there's this woman that's supposed to be fighting against men in women's sports. And at some point, Riley Gang, I think her name is Riley Gang, a little white girl. And at some point, she was a swimmer. And then she lost to a man, and it ticked her off. And so now she's supposed to have this little organization where she's fighting for women's rights in sports. And so according to this report, and I don't have all the details, and I do apologize, she want the men who are running, the men and women who are running for office this year, to fill out this little card before you vote for them as to where do they stand with women, something like that. Do you stand with women? Do you stand with women? I wanted to throw up when I heard that. And it just reminded me, just as the blacks and the women and the so-called transgender people, and all, at what point will enough be enough? Women, how much more standing you need somebody to do with you before you're free? When will you stop saying, you don't have to stand with us anymore, we okay now, we got it? When? I noticed that whenever people complain, they never stop complaining. One complaint leads to another one, to another one, to another one, to another. One complaint leads to 1,000. And years go by and they still complain. They have given women everything they asked for and then some. And they're still complaining. They want more and more and more. They want the whole shop. And they don't want to earn it. They want you to give it to them because they're women. They're females. When will the complainers stop? It's like children when you spoil them and then you stop given to them they still complain. And then they become adults and still complaining. When will it all end? Where will the complaining stop? And then these women are complaining about men and women's sport, but yet the women want to be in men's sports, and there are no complaining about that. If men can't play in women's sport, how is it that women can play in men's sport if they're supposed to be stronger than the women? They're still going to be stronger than the women. And nobody is saying that out loud. Not one. I think I'm the only one I heard say it. A complaining mind is a lost mind. It's in the darkness, and it cannot see. So CBS, Riley Gaines, among more than a dozen college athletes, suing NCAA over transgender policies. I don't know what the sex-based thing is. But when would enough be enough? And why aren't you as upset that women want to play a men's sport? They want to be police officers. They want to even go to this outer space as a man. When would enough be enough? Women should not be playing in men's sports, and men should not be playing in women's sport. Why not just keep it clean like that? Don't be fighting, ladies, for men not to play in your sport, but you want to play in the men's sport. And you say, well, the men, they beat us, excuse me, in sports. They're stronger. They're faster. Absolutely true. So why are you trying to destroy men's sport? I feel nothing about what this woman says. She's a hypocrite. And she's just doing this to keep attention on herself anyway. She knows it's not real. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court in Atlanta details the shock Gaines and other swimmers felt when they learned that they would have to share a locker room with Thomas at the championship in Atlanta. But there is something transgender, Lisa. There is a new thing I heard, though, about the election. They want the politicians to agree that that's not what I'm referring to.
That was from before.
Right.
But the update is the Independence Woman's Voice. This is from Fox. But that she plans to hold American candidates who run for federal office accountable. Just like you said, they'll have to score. They'll be scored on a Riley Gaines Stand With Women scorecard. They'll be scored on how much they support women's sex-based rights.
They should give Riley Gaines the finger and go on a vote. This is ridiculous. I wonder if Riley Gaines is she against women playing in men's sport and being all in the men locker rooms and trying to interview men and carry on like that? Is Riley Gaines against that? I hear no complaint, little few, complaint about the attack on men to destroy everything manly. Everything. You don't hear these women, including the Christian women, you don't hear them complaining, period. It's quiet as a bug. But it's all about the woman. It's all about the woman. May God have mercy on my country. even the Christian women talk about Trump's personality. He's too strong. He shouldn't say it like that. He shouldn't be so strong. Soften your tone. A woman trying to tell a man how to be a man. Soften your tone. Be like her. What a mess. What a mess. I remember when this so-called debate came up with, was coming up with Kamala Harris and Trump. Soften your tone, the women were saying. Only talk about the issues. Don't overreact to her. All mama. And then when Trump seemed as though he went along with it for a while, then he raised his voice a little bit. Oh, he raised his voice. He raises, men raises their voices, and they're supposed to. They're not supposed to be angry, but raise your voice, men. Don't be like mama. Don't be a mama's boy. The worst thing that a male can be in life, and it is the worst thing. I can't think of anything worse than this. I can't think of one thing worse than this. Not one. The worst thing that a male can be is a mama's boy. A mama's boy. A mama's boy is pathetic. A mama's boy is weak, insecure, people pleaser, lost soul. The worst thing you can be is a mama's boy. It's disgusting. Women cannot, if they did, and it's natural for women to want to get married, have children, and the husband take care of the woman and the kids, right? But the worst thing that can happen to a woman is to marry, date, or get involved with a mama's boy. Men, you got to overcome men, mama's boys. And don't let the women tell you, you can't speak loud. You can't speak up. You can't, you got to do it their way. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And you do suffer. Look at the men that are allowing these women to get in positions of so-called power, control. Aren't they suffering? School shooting now everywhere. Not everywhere, but happening all the time. Everything going wrong because you allowed the woman to get involved. Mama spirit is everywhere, and it ain't pretty. Why not just bring things back to order? Work on yourself as an individual, men and women, and come to order and have an amazing life. Have a quiet, beautiful, God-given, God-created, amazing life. Let it go. It's okay to be a man. It really is. We have t-shirts that says it's okay to be a man. And you don't need some woman to tell you how to be a man. They can't tell you how. They don't know how. It's not in them to know that. 888, my country will never come back, because they're making sure it doesn't come back by putting the women in place of men. Women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. So why not be a good follower? 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back up.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Charlie. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. I think the anchor baby dealt with this story with Israel and the little radio things.
Those pagers?
Yeah, the pagers. Did you deal with that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, according to the New York Post, and they say alleged as well, New York Post says allegedly that Mossad, the Israel people,
mm-hmm.
They intercepted these pagers, like a shipment of these pagers,
right.
And they were able to get little bombs in them. And nobody could tell. And then they were sold like normal pagers, and nobody even knew
that's
true. Yeah.
Wow. What is going on? That's mind-blowing. So listen, what? Women's Forum tomorrow night, ladies, at 7 p.m., and those meetings are amazing. They really are. If the women's forum wasn't as amazing as I'm telling you, I wouldn't be going there every third Thursday night. I'd be getting my rest. But they're so interesting and so enlightening. I love them. The ladies are on it. So every third Thursday night for ladies only, come on down at 7 p.m., ladies. And men, don't worry. Every first Thursday night for men only. For men only. All right? So, ladies, this Thursday night, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, you black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. You don't want to miss that either. You report on stuff that I hadn't heard yet. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time call out of Los Angeles, Tyler. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Tyler.
I can't. Can you guys hear me well?
You can't hear us?
I don't know why it's staticky on here.
All right, hold on, buddy. I'll let them check that out. I'll come back to you. Don't hang up. Let me go to Harold out of North Carolina. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How come people ask me, could I, are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Hold on, but let me find out what's going on the phone. I hear the static noise in the phone.
Let me just say, this seems like something we got to reset the lines for.
Oh, okay.
I can't be sure, but I think that would be the fastest fix. So everybody on hold, just call back in a minute, okay?
We're going to cut the phone off and cut it back on real fast. So to the callers in the board are smoking right now, call right back. Can't sleep at night. I'll sing in the meantime. Been thinking of you. Please hold me tight. I just can't the way that I feel. I can't the way that I feel. Do 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 do. Oh, you heard this song before?
Yeah.
You made my love come down. Love come down. We'll reset the phones in case you're just tuning in. We're not having a concert, not yet. But we're resetting the phone. There's static in the phones. All the way down. And y'all can call back.
Yeah, call right back. They're
in the meantime, we're going to do super chats while you're working that out. Super chat. Hate the noise, so he's running in. Super, good morning, Hake.
Morning.
So had you heard about this story about the little bombs and the phone things?
People were replying to you with pager emojis and pager memes. And so I didn't really know. And then I heard on American Anchor Baby a little bit about the story.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That you can put, I don't know who did it, but whomever did it. Isn't that amazing? You can put a bomb in a bunch of pagers and send them over to wherever you want them to go. And all of a sudden, they just go off.
Scary.
It is.
And I heard that some of the, I used to see little memes about don't have your phone plugged in while you're holding it, while you're operating it. It could explode. And so, I don't know whether you hear vape pens. People vaping.
Right.
Those things can explode on people's faces and hands and stuff.
They can.
Uh-huh.
While they're vaping?
Before. Yeah. Like if you supercharge.
Stay out of the vaping.
It's all a ploy.
A ploy.
Yeah. Scary. Anyway.
Nick said, oh, shook.
Anyway, super chat, like you said, right?
Vape. Super chat.
Sam Lemons bought three coffees. He said he answered the biblical question, and he said,
"Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself?"
He said, "Yes." He said, "Yes."
Nice.
And he said, "Amazing question." And welcome back, Hake. Glad to see you are okay. It's not safe out there for an honest white man with good hair. Just ask the Great White Hope. Well wishes from La Isla del Encanto, which is Puerto Rico.
That's for sure. It's hard on a white man in America today.
Yeah. He's the one who said, it took the death of my ego for myself and I to become one. And now that he dead, in my JLP voice,
he dead.
It's easier to stay in tune with who I am becoming, he said.
Nice.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
It's me.
And thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
It's me. Xenia claims over on Rumble yesterday that one illegal influencer, TikTok influencer.
Yeah, by telling the illegal, hey, y'all come on over. You can go and take over other people's home. What do you call that?
Home invasion squatters.
Squatters. He's showing them how to do it, right? Inviting them over. And now he's calling influencer.
Who told the illegals to take over houses?
Yeah.
She says that he was arrested and is being deported. Let's see how quickly he comes back. So says Xenia.
I had heard about that story. That's what I was trying to get to. I didn't do a very good job at it. But they say that he was going to be deported, but there was something that was preventing him from being deported.
Yeah, and Maduro over in Venezuela is not accepting illegals coming back.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but I don't blame them. I wouldn't care about a criminal back either.
Yeah.
If America,
your problem now.
If America is crazy enough to open your board and tell the criminals, come on in, you think, I'm going to take them back? What the?
Terrible.
What a mess! Thank you.
Urinal Chills with a couple of Rumble rants yesterday. Is it just me, or do news outlets go out of their way to repeat former President Trump? It's like that speech thing that Sean talked about, some kind of subliminal message. Sean, your greatest producer. Your former greatest producer.
Yeah. Well, I forgot what Sean said about that.
When you repeat something enough, it'll like go into your subconscious. I forget what he said, too.
Yeah.
But I picked up on that, too, Urinal Chills. And that's why I always say our greatest president. Once a president, always a president. Because they used to say President Obama even when he was former president.
No.
They never said they say former President Trump. No, President Trump.
Donald Trump is the president, and he will always be the president. Amazing. I got to see what he has to say.
Okay.
Let me just check. Amazing.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Now you see why they want him out. They don't want him in. Amazing. The Great White Hope. Nice.
Very nice. Terry bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
I'm not sure that I have a self to be one with. When I contemplate what my self is, a lot of it is an illusion. So, no, I'm not one with myself. Look forward to hearing what you have to say about it on Sunday.
Thank you.
Fan emoji.
Fan emotion. Emoji. Thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App. They are so desperate to get rid of Trump.
Yep. It's amazing, too, to see that in my lifetime. That I'm aware of, I've never witnessed consciously a man so attacked and tried to stop him. I heard about this about Jesus, but I've never seen it in the full light, and we're seeing it now as they're doing with Donald Trump. And it's interesting. Thank God, so far, they have tried two times now to kill him in 2 months. They have talked about him in a personal way over and over and still doing that. Some are even trying to blame him for the attack, assassination attack, by saying he needs to cut the rhetoric out. They need to cut it out, right? I've never seen, it's something special about this man. When I say special, he has what we all have inside of us, but most people never find it. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, but you don't know it because you never find it. Do you know that there are grown men? And when I say grown, 18 and over. But even growner than that still look for another person to lead them, to be their leader. And they think that's normal. They don't know that there come a time when you have to throw the bottle away, the milk in the bottle, the breast milk, you have to throw it away and grow up. And yes, you're going to go through difficult times, meaning because of your lack of consciousness, you're going to make stupid mistakes, a lot of them. But you go through it anyway. You stick with it. And you be an individual. That doesn't mean you don't work with other people. You don't agree and disagree. But you be a man. Whatever happened to that? if my grandparents or parents, but especially my grandparents, if they ever thought that I would consider to have another man as my leader, they would slap fire out of me. They would just slap the fire out of me. I'll be like, what the? Have you ever had the fire slapped out of you?
Not by my parents.
They would slap the fire out of me, and I would get the message. It would be the unspoken word. You learn from other people, of course, and you work, and you got to function together on earth, right? But you should only have God as your leader. And you shouldn't even have to say it. It's just a knowing. And then I almost don't even want to say you should have God as your leader, because that's going to sound like a Christian. And they don't mean it at all. God ain't got nothing to do with their daily affairs. Zero. But anyway, I don't know how I got into that, but okay. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
I think concerning Trump.
Yeah, thank you, Cornerstone, for your Cash App.
Yeah, thank you, Cornerstone.
Renee bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, just to give you some clarification on the caller who kept on saying, I am, I am, I am. What he was trying to say is, I am a beta.
We didn't read that yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know that me, I am, that I am, that I am.
But it is from yesterday.
It's like, what the? Okay. Thank you.
Caesar bought four coffees, answered to the biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
No, because there is no self, he says.
Thank you for responding.
Caesar.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Greenwall with a diamond yesterday. Is it bad manners to vape during a web interview?
Are they vaping pot?
I don't know. It doesn't distinguish.
So what's in the vape is that little white little machine thing, right?
Yeah, and it blows big old puff clouds.
Yeah.
If you want.
So it's not cigarettes in that tobacco, no, or pot.
It's not necessarily nicotine, nor is it necessarily it can be nicotine, it can be pot, it can be something sort of benign, just flavors. And
why are you looking at Nick?
Because he knows better than I do.
Technology. That's why, James. Because I know technology.
He's a tech bro.
That's right.
But, yeah, it could just be, like, flavoring. That's what those kids are smoking.
Flavoring pot?
No, just, like, flavored air.
What?
Yeah.
Just flavored.
It's called glycerin. It comes out as flavored air. So, I don't know why people do that.
So there's nothing in the thing?
Not necessarily. It can't. A lot of times there is.
Right.
There's full-blown drugs.
But there are times where there's nothing in it, and the people vape in the air?
Yeah, it's just glycerin, like he said.
Yeah. But it's usually like a cigarette, like an electronic cigarette.
Oh, Derek said it's tobacco, too.
Oh, man.
Tobacco?
Amazing. Thank you.
So is it bad manners to do that during a web interview?
I wouldn't say bad manners. Some might say it's unprofessional. But I remember when people smoked cigarettes, and they would be in meetings and things like that, they smoked some cigarette everywhere.
Right.
And I don't know if anyone thought of it as bad manners. They were just thinking, keep that smoke out of my face if you didn't smoke.
Well, a cigar comes off as more like gentlemanly.
I'm talking about cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wouldn't call them unprofessional. I would just say keep your smoke out of other people's faces.
Right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But it's a web interview, so it's not in anybody's face.
Oh, a web interview?
You're just showing it on screen.
Oh, just by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think so. If you're just in a room by yourself doing it.
But you are presenting yourself in a different way.
A smoking way.
Yeah. Thank you.
But it used to be very manly to smoke.
How about vapes, though?
Remember that?
Vapes.
They didn't have soft beta stuff then.
Yeah. A little pink vape.
A vaping person is a beta person.
Whoa. Shots fired, white people.
Real men don't vape. They smoke cigarettes or cigars.
Be a man.
Menthols?
Yes.
No, it's got to hurt.
I disavow all this talk.
Stephanie,
thank you. Stephanie, seven coffees. Hi, Jesse. People need to stop being their color and be American. Thank you for pointing the way.
Yeah, let the color thing go. At when will you let the color thing go? You're not your body. You're not your color. And yet it's pushed like you are your color. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Games for Rec yesterday with the Diamond on D-Live. The Satanist episode was amazing on the Fallen State.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I got a lot of response about that interview. I did not expect that. I knew it would be fun. I knew that people were going to like it or hate it. But I didn't even, I didn't expect that.
Did you ever answer your friend Roseanne?
I know. I did not yet. Roseanne, I'm going to respond today. I've just been busy. My friend Roseanne Barr texted me and said, she's like, what the? I can't find it. I tried to find her text. Oh, here she go. She's like, what the? You had a Satan? You had a Satan?
Satanist.
Satanist.
I assume that's what she's saying.
She's like, what? Nah. I'm a respond to you today, Roseanne. I've just been busy. But I got a lot of response about that episode on the fatherstate.tv, so check it out. I had a Satanist. But he seemed like a nice Satanist.
Right.
He didn't even believe in Satan.
He's basically how the Christians are.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, too. You're right. He's not nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe Satan exists. He doesn't believe in God nor Satan. He's a, what do you call those people that don't believe in God?
Atheist.
He's an atheist. He neither believes in the devil or God. But the funny thing is, he does believe in one, but just doesn't know it. Ain't no such thing that you don't believe in both.
In
either one. You believe in one of them. You can rest assured about that. But check out that interview on the fatherstate.tv from last Friday. The fatherstate.tv. And support the Father State while you're there. Go ahead.
Lizzie Longtoes over on Odyssey, odysee.com/@JesseLeePeterson. This is yesterday. Hi, Jesse. 07 friends. Salute. Jesse, I didn't tell you I have had head pain 11 years straight. And they finally figured out why my head hurts weeks ago. Severe head pain is called Chiari malformation. The pain was awful today. Could use your prayers, friends.
You got it.
Thank you, Lizzie Long.
I wish you well. Relax. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical stuff. But relax. Don't stress. Hopefully that'll help, too, to overcome. Was she holding her head like that?
No, I was gesturing. Oh. I was picturing how she might hold her head. I'm not sure which part of her head. I did here, back of my head. Just to make sure I covered the bases. Lizzie Longtoes.
I wish you well, though. Definitely wish you well. That's the prayer. Thank you all. We're going to take a break. When I come back, folks, the phones are working now. Straight to the phones when I come back. Two more hours to go. The hate news right now. The hate news. Not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, September 18th, AD 2024. Tomorrow evening, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, is the Women's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. rebuildingtheman.com/events. Shout out to the ladies. Make sure you do join. JLP will be right back to your calls. We do believe and hope and pray that the lines are back on and working. But first, fake news, not fake news. What to know about the deadly pager explosion, sometimes deadly in 9 cases, they say, in Lebanon and Syria, according to the far-left extremist outlet AP, Associated Press, Hezbollah. And the Lebanese government have blamed Israel for the nearly simultaneous detonation of hundreds of pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah's members in an attack Tuesday that killed at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounded nearly 3,000 others, according to officials. A U.S. official said Israel briefed the United States on the operation, in which small amounts of explosives hidden in the pagers were detonated on Tuesday after it was concluded. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity, the person in the U.S. official, the U.S. official person, because they, maybe a she, tell a woman, not sure, maybe it was a male, were not authorized to discuss the information publicly. The Israeli military has declined to comment. Hezbollah leader Hassan, 2 S's, just like our Hassan, Nasrallah, previously warned the Iran-backed militant group's members not to carry cell phones, saying they could be used by Israel to track the group's movements. As a result, the organization uses pagers to communicate. What a mess, huh? What a mess. Russia, according to communist far-left extremist AP, is going all out with covert disinformation aimed at cackling evil Kamala Harris, so says a Microsoft report. Microsoft. A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are going full throttle in their covert influence efforts against the evil so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris. The report released yesterday, says that after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin, I guess that's Putin's office, have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. political opinion as the election nears. The report says that Kremlin-aligned actors at first struggled to adapt to crooked Joe Biden dropping out of the race, but they have now pivoted in their covert influence efforts. Some of the recent examples cited in the Microsoft report, washed up, lame-o company that can't run anything good. They buy something to make it worse. Skype, for example. But anyway, they've received significant social media engagement from unwitting Americans who shared the fake stories with outrage and fake videos that racked up millions of views, they say, across social media that see disinformation about the Democrat presidential nominee. You can just tell the truth about her, and then that'll get most people against her, sensible people anyway. The report builds on previous U.S. concerns about Russian interference in the upcoming election. Also describes how a Chinese-linked influence actor has used short-form videos to criticize Crooked Joe and evil cackling Kamala and to create anti-Trump content. Wow. Just divide and conquer, I guess. Keep the Americans divided amongst one another. The Russian embassy did not respond to a request for a comment. Instagram is making teen accounts private, according to AP. Instagram is defaulting it to private teenage accounts, t- teenagers' accounts. They're trying to make the platform safer for so-called children. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Sorry, folks. It's my bad. I had to go see a man about a dog. That's why I'm late, running in. You know what I mean? I had to go see a man about a dog.
That's an expression?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I'm here trying to figure out which man.
What dog?
I had to go see a man about a dog. I'll tell you what that means one day. Amazing. Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Amazing question. Amazing question. If you're busy and you can't sit and watch the show as it's happening, you can still watch it live no matter where you are in the whole wide world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or cell phone at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. No, I'm sorry. What am I saying? Bond.
No, I think you said it right. Bond JLP Cash App.
Yeah, why Jay interfering in?
Wait, what am I getting wrong?
I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, he's talking about buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Is buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Y'all know what to do, right? Just call me Biden in the mind.
Cancel those words in the name.
I cancel the words in the name of Jesus. What? Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. Every Wednesday in the third hour. We take all calls, but it's Manhood Hour. Let me go quickly to the busy phones. I believe, hopefully the lines are working now. Let me try Tyler again, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing, sir? Good morning.
Morning. Loud and clear.
Okay? All right. All right, cool. So, Jesse, I had found you on YouTube a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it's been great learning about the silent prayer and applying it, and it's been doing great for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do have, you know, quite a life story. I don't, it's crazy to say it all, but basically I've been trying to atone with my earthly father as well. I was a pretty violent kid growing up, hence my question, moving out of my mother's house right now because I have a felony. you know, and pretty much early in my life, like when I was 15, my father, he took his own life. So I've always been searching, like calling his best friends, calling the people he knew, like why, what kind of person he really was. And it just led me to be bitter against the world. And I felt like I had to prove myself, and my ego was always protecting it, you know, and any type of spiritual warfare I was going through, I pretty much found the Lord right after that happened. I went into a church and was seeking God. And ever since then, my life has changed a good bit. But I did get in trouble due to my violence and, like, lack of self-control. And, you know, I was looking for my father, right? And it was kind of hard to... I felt like I got forsook by my earthly father. I felt like God did the same thing to me. So
when your father committed suicide, you felt like God did it, you say?
No. I felt like, as of right now, I felt like it's been a stumbling block, because you know how you would talk about, you know, what if your father's passed away, and unless you can forgive your earthly father.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of hard for me, but I have forgiven him. You know, I know with God all things are possible. But I think now I'm dealing with, you know, all the consequences of me not knowing at that time how much I needed a father and how much I needed God right now. And I wanted to, since I heard what you said about, you know, forgiving your father so that you can get with God.
Yes.
And I've been trying that, and you know, with the silent prayer, it's been working. But me with my felony right now, I completed my probation. I moved out when I was 18 years old and I was on my own. I just made some big mistakes. And, you know, my mother wasn't perfect. And, you know, I let her know every single thing she did wrong. And she, you know, she upholds her, you know, and she turns my father against me every single time.
Yeah.
And,
did you forgive her?
Yes, I did. I did with her. And crazy part is I actually told her about the silent prayer, and we actually had a good conversation for the first time ever afterwards.
Nice.
And she knows I'm very logical about it. It's just that now that she knows the silent prayer, this night, am I supposed to have a good conversation and be at peace with my mother while I'm living with her? I'm like,
yeah.
I need to get out of
yes.
here. You know what I mean? My felony is hurting me, you know?
So your question for me is what?
So right now, basically, I feel like because I am getting closer to God, I'm really serious about this. And I feel like I have some spiritual warfare at work where people want to sabotage me, and they successfully do it. And it's been hindering my finances, you know, and I do live like how would I say it? Like I'm a boxer. Like I like performing at a high level in everything I do, but this felony and completing my probation, I was just scared to, you know, get locked back up. I knew I did wrong, and I'm trying to redeem myself. And every single thing, you know, I'm doing well on. It's just that my finances, because of the spiritual warfare, even with me controlling myself, it's like people see a light in me and they want to dog me out every single time. And I'm a boxer. I want to be self-controlled, but sometimes I'm very blunt. And, you know, if you can imagine, I will tear someone to pieces and with my words. And then if they continue up to it, I'll end up back in jail. And I don't want to do that.
And
you
so
know,
your
and,
question for me is what?
Basically, right now, because my finances is bad and I'm a felony, I need to get my own apartment, like my own apartment. Like, I can't have a roommate. I can't have anybody nagging at me, because it ruins my focus at work. It ruins my focus with God. And with me trying to get my own place, how could I trust in God that even though I have a felony right now and I want the best and I want to rely on Him for the best, how could I get my own place so I could have my own peace? That's really what it is. Knowing that it's such a big obstacle. Like, if I go to any property management, they're going to say, no, absolutely not. You're a violent felon.
How do you know they're going to say that?
You know, that's a good point, because even my mother, I thought of it as a sign. Even my mother told me, she's like, tell her, go and try.
But how do you know they're going to say what you say they're going to say?
Because I've rented my own apartment before, and they check. They do a credit check, and they do a background check.
But how do you know what they're going to say now?
I don't know. I got to have the faith to do so.
And so why are you saying what they're going to say before they say what they're going to say, and before you even go out to find out what they're going to say? Why are you living in the future that doesn't exist?
I think it's just, I guess I told myself that the odds were pretty hard against me because of that felony, because they always want to tell you, you know, you're an antisocial of society, you've done a crazy crime. And it's not like anybody can just see right off the bat, like I'll paint it on my face that, oh, I turned from a criminal into
a person
who's really good.
Who is yourself that you told that to? Who are you?
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're going with that.
No, that was a question.
Mm-hmm. My ego is protecting itself, is being scared.
And why are you listening to the ego, which is the nature of the devil? When will you stop worshiping the devil in your imagination? When will you stop that?
I think it's just that felony. Like, that
it was just a felony. And it was a felony then. You're free now. You got to let the past go, too.
Yeah, you're right.
And so who are you that you're talking to, that you listen to? Why don't you let the ego go and stop worshiping the thoughts?
So if I just go on living day per day, let's just say, like, in faith with no action, you know, I can't just say, God, you know, I have a lot against me. Can you show me a way where I could just have a, you know, because I want to get out of my mom's house, like, today, and I don't have the financial means to do so. And I just got let go of my last job, so I have no job.
So you still didn't tell me when will you stop trusting the thought? Why is it hard for you not to trust thoughts?
I can do it right now. It's just that I want to leave her house. I want to literally decide and be like, hey, God, I'm going to trust you, but I'll be homeless in my car because I can't live with my mother.
And why not? Why can't you stay there? Why can't you be grateful that you're out of the jail? You have a place to live, and you have a roof over your head. You can now start working on your life. You can start looking for a job. You can be grateful for where you live, and then eventually you will be able to get your own place. Why can't you be grateful in the moment?
I've been here for a year, and it's eating me alive. Just like you said,
you know why?
Like, living at your mother's house is just hell. Of course it is.
But
it's
why
hell.
Is it hell for you right now?
Because my ego.
So why are you still worshiping the devil? Why don't you cut it out?
I understand.
You should be grateful you have a place to live. You don't have to be homeless at this time. Your mother welcomed you in the home. You said she even liked the silent prayer. And you're getting along with her. Why not be grateful for now and live in the present? And just now you start to get up and go look for a job. And eventually you will get a job, and then eventually you will have your own place. Why not live that way? Why not live now instead of thinking about the past or the future? What if?
That is true. I remember when you were saying, like, save the 10%, invest, it'll eventually happen.
Yeah.
Live freely. And
so why don't you live that way instead of in your head?
Yeah, I think it was just, I gave too much power to what I did wrong that first time when, you know, God was just
whatever
showing me
you've
he was
done
there,
wrong,
he was there the whole time.
Whenever you've done wrong, it happened then. It's not happening now.
Right.
So drop that too.
Yeah, you're right. I just felt like, you know how I think God really did set me apart very, very young, and I knew he was there. It was almost like, In my conscience, it was like, okay, you know, like, you know how a lot of people, they're so attached to the world But I was attached to, because, oh, the world hated me. I was like, okay, I need to believe in myself, my ego. I had to believe in it because I knew nobody really, like, loved me. Because God, and then God was showing me that he really did. And I think even until now, sometimes I still wanted to, like, people didn't give me the credit. Like, even coming out of jail, I was addicted to fentanyl pills. I was a drug dealer. I was, you know, just because of what I thought, you know.
Yeah.
Just my ego saying, yeah, just because of what my dad did, he forsook me. How could you leave a son like me? And I was for real, like, like, I don't know. It was just messed up to me, and I hated him for it. I hated my mother for what she did, you know, to tear her family apart.
Yeah.
And then I went out, and I had to get my anger out, and you know, I was you know, and that's why I started boxing now, because while I was randomly robbing people with my gun, and I was beating people up, you know. Because of my dad, like, I wanted my dad, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, I know the only thing is to just trust in God, because, you know, he didn't leave me when my dad did that.
No. Nope.
He's my real father, though, you know? So, I mean, it's just crazy how, you know, sometimes God is so, you know how they say that saying, if something's too good to be true, then it probably, you know, it probably is.
Yeah.
But I think God is so, 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 so good that it's hard to believe that he'll even help you. You know?
How old are you now?
I'm 26. I did a, so I didn't get what I deserved for what I did, you know, as far as jail time wise, but I did almost 2 years waiting and fighting my case, and it felt like, yeah, I didn't get what I deserved. I didn't get what I deserved for a lot of things, and I confessed that to God, and he started blessing me in a lot of ways. I think, you know, he's trying to see right now, like, relax, Tyler, like, just be faithful with a little, and then he'll show me more. But
yeah.
I think it was just hard. I'm at that point, right? Can you kind of see where I'm at, where it's like...
I do. Here's what I want to
say. I work so hard. You know, like, I train boxing, like, 3 hours a day. I don't drive myself into the ground. I used to have that self-doubt where I forgot about God. And I was like, man, I'm getting attacked by a devil so hard. Like, now you can't do nothing. You know what I mean? He was saying, like, I was going boxing, and I was having thoughts to myself, like, Tyler, if you get off the treadmill, I'm going to make you do 50 push-ups. If you don't do those 50 push-ups, I'm going to make you do it in the rain tomorrow. That's how hard on myself I was.
Yeah.
just to get myself back, you know, mentally. You know, I was doing drugs, but I'm strong now. I think I'm strong now. I know I need to give it all to God, but, you know, it's just been a crazy ride.
I understand.
But he's given me a lot of wisdom, because that's mostly what I pray for. You know, I always valued wisdom, because there was so much I didn't know when my dad passed away, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. I have a surprise for you.
What's up?
You ready? Mm-hmm. God is not holding anything against you. In his eyes, you are not guilty of anything. You have never done anything wrong. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. And he does not even remember the things that happened through you. And he's not holding anything against you. You're not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of being guilty is all in your mind, and you're listening to the devil. And the devil is telling you that you're guilty, and you're not. But what you don't realize yet is that everything that you have done that happened through you, it wasn't you. It was the evil influence in your imagination and emotion. It made you do the things that you've done. It was never you, and God knows that. So you need to drop the thought so you can drop the guilt, the ego guilt. It just thrills. Let it all go and just start living your life right now. All you have is right now. Forget about the past. Don't even think about the future. There's no future. And right. Don't even think about what people think about you. You need to stop thinking about those things and just live your life.
Yeah. I think it was circumstantial. That's why I was thinking of what people would think about me, because I've developed spiritually past all of this. I know that.
Yeah.
And I've developed, you know, hobby-wise. I thought, you know, at first when I came out, I said, wow, look at everybody dogging me down and girls getting jealous of me. I can't even have one good male friend, one good female friend, because people got such jealous spirits. And at first I thought, I was like, wow, they're just hating on all the hard work. And they probably had all that time during COVID to be at home and write down all their ideas. And God put people who were in my past to come in my, you know, when I was doing really well and I was just doing, you know, just taking care of myself and my mental after all the stuff that happened to my body, right? I started really taking care of myself. And I said, wow, like, God really put some of these people who were in my past and they look the same. And yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, what he was doing. But I've also seen just, like, the most miraculous stuff that I didn't even consciously do that the Holy Spirit did through me, you know, helping people. You know, I used to be so bitter.
Let me do
so
this
there's,
because
there's
of...
like that two sides of the coin.
Let me do this because of time. Drop your anger, drop your thoughts, and just live in the present. Okay. Are you're doing the silent prayer every morning and night now?
Well, the crazy thing is when I did it the first time, it was crazy. I did it for like 15 minutes, and then for like a whole week straight, I couldn't get bothered.
Yeah.
But once it came to this point where, I really, really just wanted to leave. Before I told my mother the silent prayer, I told to her yesterday, because I was like, let me try and really like explain this to her. And then she started picking out of the people, you know, that she knows around her. And she's like, oh yeah, their ego. That's why they're always trying to control. She knows somebody who, you know, he's going through like a divorce, and he's like, oh, he just goes and does everything they say that the wife says, and he hates her just because he wants to get the credit for it. He wants to get the medicine. He wants his wife calls, and then she's like, oh, get this food. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go get it because my mother was, because it's my mom's boyfriend, and then she's like she has legs, right? She could go get it herself.
That's
and
right.
Then, but then I thought about it too. I was like, yeah, what's he doing going getting something for her when you could just tell her, like, go get it yourself? And I was
but let
like,
me,
wow.
Let me do
control.
This. Let me tell you this because I got to run now. Okay. I want you to start back doing the silent prayer morning and night.
Okay.
And then during the day, if you get caught up in your mind, meaning that you are not aware of your body or something, come back to your body, become aware. Start doing that every day, every morning, every night. And practice being present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, all right?
So I kind of like focus on my breath or something?
Yeah,
like,
just stay present. Okay. And I promise you, you will know God. And you will know that God is with you, and you will have an amazing life. But you got to stay present and then be grateful that you have a place to live. Don't worry about how long it's going to take to get out or not. Just know you got a roof over your head. Take your time and go find any kind of job you can get. And one thing will continue to lead to another.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But you got to stay away from thoughts. They're lying to you. They are your enemy. They're not your friend. The thoughts that make you feel good and the ones that make you feel bad are both your enemies. They're not from God.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I've thought about that, you know, and yeah, I'll make this short, but that I think, you know, Satan works when you're all riding a high, he'll drop you so low that you can't come up.
That's why the high is the low and the low is the high. They both are impostors.
Yep.
So
that's true.
Only thing you're doing wrong right now is you believe in thoughts. Stay away from the past or the future. Don't judge yourself. There's no you to judge anyway. But don't condemn yourself. Don't compare yourself. Don't do any of that stuff, all right?
Okay, thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
But be patient. Be grateful you got a place to live. And eventually you'll be able to move out in the right time, and it'll be perfect.
Yeah, I've noticed God is pleased, and he gives me a soft voice when I have gratitude. It appears like, you know, it could appear like instantly or like maybe an hour later as I'm going about my day.
Yeah.
The gratitude I had, and if I let it float there and I let it ride, he lets me see joy in like little bursts throughout certain things, you know?
Well, now that you have forgiven, and I understand what you're saying, you're right. You're on your way, and you start to see it. But what's going to happen if you stay with it, eventually your whole life will be that way every day, every moment, all the time.
Right.
Because
I see how that could work, because the silent prayer, when I really consciously put that 15 minutes into it, I saw what God did for like a whole week straight without my own doing.
Yes.
But that's because I had faith in it. That mustard seed, right?
So do the silent prayer. Just work on yourself. Yeah. And I'm telling you, everything, and don't forget about being a felony. Don't let the devil tell you, you're a felony and you're not going to this. And not gonna, or don't even listen to other people telling you that. Don't listen to that.
No.
You just live your life and do what's in front of you.
Okay, I'll do that.
I wish you well. Tyler, let me know how it goes.
Of course, Jesse. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Don't believe them. Watch them. If you really want to see a miracle, quote unquote, in your life, watch those thoughts and do nothing about them. Really, just watch them. Know thyself. You're not paying attention to yourself. You have to pay attention to thoughts all the time. Pray without ceasing, remember? You have to pay attention to thoughts all the time. And when you're paying attention to them all the time, you're going to find something interesting is happening here. But you got to pay attention. You got to be present. Either you got to pay attention to thoughts all the time, not just sometimes. Not just once in the morning and once in the evening. You got to pay 24 hours a day. You're living unconsciously 24 hours a day. Why can't you live consciously 24 hours a day? What's the difference? Wouldn't you prefer to be conscious 24 hours a day than unconscious 24 hours a day? You decide. You're already unconscious. Why not choose consciousness, presence, the kingdom of heaven right here, right now? What the? Everything else is vanity. It's all vain. Everything else is vanity. Your little family members, your little friends, your little job, your little money, your little looks, your little wannabe. You're a little judging yourself and others. You're a little hypocritic, angry, vicious personality. You're a little nasty attitude. You're a little revengeful nature. You're a little anger. It's all vanity. It's all vanity. You're a little judgment of yourself and others. You're a little comparing yourself to others. It's all vanity. You're a little fake laughters. And fake tears, and fake this, and fake that. All vanity. What a waste! Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. ¶¶ I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. People tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's alpha jerky from Big Club. USA, Alpha Male, and you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing. What the? Check it out. Good. Bless you. He's sneezing in the studio. Check it out, BigClubUSA.com. All right. I think you're going to like it, especially if you like to snack during the day, but you don't want to snack on sweet stuff or fat food or whatever. Or you've been working out and you feel a little hungry, but you don't want to overeat, so you just want to snack on something until you can, you know, get some energy. It'll be great. Big Club USA. And don't forget to do the social media stuff. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLPX, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Check it out. All right? And do the like, follow on X and everywhere. Help us to help others. I appreciate it. Let me go back to the busy phones. And then we'll get back to the Super Chats. And then we got other news I love. What the? Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Julie.
Yep. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
No.
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
I hear.
No. Okay. How about now?
I can't hear you saying, how about now?
Okay.
Julie.
Okay.
Julie.
Can you hear me?
No, I cannot hear you asking, can I hear you?
Okay.
I can hear you, Julie. What the?
Okay.
I'm repeating everything you're saying, and yet you're not catching on, and I can hear you.
I believed that you couldn't.
But I said that I could by repeating what you were saying. What the? Go ahead. What a mess.
Okay. What a mess. I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is about my father and my sister. I've been watching my sister deteriorate, like, before my very eyes for a long time. She hasn't been doing well most of her life, and neither have I, but in a different way. And she called me, a week ago, and she said something very evil to me. And this is the second time she's done this in a couple weeks. So I pointed it out to her. You know, I said, what you just said was really evil. And then I noticed that she was trying to get at me. So my question is, my father's coming up. We only see him once a year. She's been very estranged from my dad since she was very young. I was the one that always went to my father, so I never believed what my mother was saying. And my mother always hated me, and I look like my dad. But my sister went with my mom and still with my mom and rejects my father. And she's having all these psychological issues. She's on all these pills. She's obese. She has to wear a CPAP machine at night to breathe, and she's only 40.
She's a fat white girl?
She's a fat white girl.
Ain't nothing worse than a fat white girl.
It's true. She's short too.
Well, anyway, so your question for me is what?
I only see my dad once a year, and he always goes to her house. He always tries to have a relationship with her, but she rejects him but allows him in her house once a year. So he's planning on meeting with us next week. But I don't want to be around her because the evil in her is getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't know what to say to him. I told him everything that you taught me about the show. He told me when I explained to him the reason why the reason my sister is so sick is because...
Now you told us she's short, she's fat, she's white. Now we know her name is Lisa.
And her name is Lisa.
You keep on talking, you're going to tell everything.
Everything, her address, her phone number.
And so your question for me is what?
What do I say to my dad? I want to see him. He'll only come up once a year. He lives two states away. But I really don't want to be around her. I really think she's going into psycho.
And your question for me is what?
Is it the right thing to do to tell my dad I'm not going to see him? Or do I go and see him with her at her house and just suck it up?
Why not just say, I'm not coming over there this year. You can come by here, your house.
Yeah.
Or we'll have a visit at a cafe, but I'm not coming to Lisa's house. Why not just say that?
Yeah. I can do that. I already started the conversation with him.
Why not? Why haven't you already said it to him?
I said to him,
I'm not coming to Lisa's house anymore. And so if you'd like to see me, I would love to see you. If you want to see me, either come over to my house or we'll meet up somewhere else, but not at Lisa's place and not with Lisa. Why don't you just say that and then leave Lisa alone? Stay out of her business.
Okay.
Stay out of her life. Don't try to save her. Leave Lisa in her hell and wish her well. And you move on. Why not do it that way?
I'm going to do that. I didn't do it because he gets very disappointed. Because this is not the first time.
But are you going to live your life based on your life or the disappointment that others feel in their lives?
I want to live for me, not for anybody else.
So why not take this moment and start now doing that?
I'm going to do it. I will do it.
And don't be mad at Lisa. You don't have to deal with her at all. But and don't try to change Lisa. Don't judge Lisa. Leave Lisa to hell, and you move on. You don't have a right, and nor are you obligated to save anyone. You can't save anyone. You can't save yourself.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I wish you
my
well.
Second question. Can I ask you a second question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I want to be done with my ego and all the hell in me. I listen to Bond I donate to Bond. I listen to Bond. I support you 100%. I do all your assignments. And I did see that you had a clip on going through the shadow of death.
Yes.
I just want to go through it right now and get it over with because I'm consciously living in hell right now. And, you know, sometimes it's unconscious, but most of the time I'm staying conscious of my hell inside of me. And I just want to be done with it. So what do I do?
If you know you're in hell, just stay in the hell and go pass through it. The light of God will cause you to pass through it. He will take it away from you. Do nothing about it. Don't even say to yourself, I just want to get this over with, right? Don't say that. But you commit to enduring until the end. And don't call it good or bad, right or wrong. Don't complain about it. Just relax in it, and you will see there's a greater source that will save you from it. He will take it from you.
Okay.
But you just want to stay conscious of it, aware that you are in hell. You feel the pain. You feel the misery. You feel the loneliness. You feel the jealousy, the envy, the strife, whatever you're feeling, the fear. You want to be aware that you're feeling it, but do nothing about it. Meaning that you want to, I want to make it even clearer. You want to see it. You want to be seeing it because you can feel things and feeling is not always seeing it. You want to see it. Meaning that you want to be aware of the thoughts.
I think I'm annoyed with it, and that's probably why it's not happening.
Well, you can't be annoyed with it because you have identified with it when you feel that way because you think that is you.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Stay with it, though, all right? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay. Love you, Jesse.
I love you, too, Lee. Julie, stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
I almost called Julie Lisa, her sister. What the? The name's stuck in my head. What the? Joe is a first-time caller out of Ohio, where the blacks are eating the ducks in the park.
Bon appetit.
Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Wow. Allegedly. It's amazing to be talking to you.
Thank you.
So my question is this. I have what you call perfect peace. I think I do, okay? And I've forgiven. I do the silent prayer. I watch my thoughts to the point of it's happening all day long. And so I'm never ceasing in that prayer, it seems. And I've got a good buddy of mine that's walking his own journey, trying to work on himself. And we got into a real interesting conversation last night. And I want to ask you what he asked me. So basically, as I'm with perfect love, with no anger, sharing truth with him, and it's coming through me through revelation, not through my thoughts, not through my mind. It's coming through revelation, and I have no idea what I'm going to say next. His question was, what I was telling him, the truth I was telling him, which is pretty much everything you say, is coming from my thoughts. And I said, well, how would I have time to think a thought, rehearse that, recite it, and then speak it to you in the moment of me rebutting your questions. And so my question is, when we have perfect peace and we're sharing truth with a friend who wants to hear it, is that truth that's coming through us coming from thoughts, like my physical thoughts that are in the body? Or is that truth coming from the spirit which lives inside of me, the spirit of truth, because I've forgiven and done those things?
Well, if I understand you correctly, there are no, there's no such thing as truth in thoughts, except for practical truth about you need to put gas in your car, or you need, you want a candy yam for lunch. Those those come from the thought, but there's no such thing as truth in thoughts.
Correct. So when I was saying these truths, such as you got to forgive your parents, the way to the kingdom is to, you know, the kingdom's from within. To enter in, you must go and forgive. And then from that point, God takes the spirit of anger away from you. And then you have what they call perfect peace, peace on this earth, not the peace the earth provides, but the peace that Jesus provides. And so when you're living in that spirit and you're speaking truth, is that coming from thoughts, or is that coming from?
Well, only if you have learned about the truth intellectually and you stuck, you kept it in your mind, in your thoughts, right? Because you can learn, when you hear me say those things, if you hold on to them in your mind, they become intellectual. And it's easy.
And you don't know.
It's easy to just throw them out there thinking that and feeling good about yourself, which is all pride, ego. You have it, but you only have it intellectually. That's why you have to watch those thoughts and don't hold on to anything. Keep an empty glass.
And, Jesse, that's exactly what I was explaining to him, that you can't hold on to teachings. Let no man teach you. Only the Holy Spirit can teach you anything.
Right.
And so I said, don't even listen to what I'm saying. I'm just kind of like guiding you with words in the English language to help you understand these spiritual things, because
you doubting yourself right now?
I'm not at all. I just wanted your opinion on when you're speaking in the spirit, okay, and thoughts are, and not thoughts, but words are just coming out of your mouth and they're pure truth. That is not coming from thoughts. I don't think it is at all. It's coming from the spirit.
Well, that's why you need to stay present instead of losing your thoughts about the past or future. Stay present, and you will see where it's coming from, that it has nothing to do with you.
And I do see that.
Yeah.
But I argued with him and said, no, there's no way that when you're in truth like this and you're present in the moment, not in the past, not in the future, but only in the present moment where the light of God is, which destroys the darkness.
But if you have known that for sure, you would not have argued with him. You can't. There's no such thing in arguing with anyone about the truth. You can't argue about the truth.
Right. I guess that was a bad word. I wasn't arguing like with anger, but it was more of, I just kept repeating the same thing in different ways to try to shed the light so he could see it for himself. But I do know what you're saying as far as you can't make somebody see the truth, and it's not on us to make somebody see the truth. We can't do nothing of ourselves.
And so you should be trying to go about it different ways to try to make someone see it. Either they see it, because those who are truly seeking the truth, the moment they hear it, something inside of them will be a witness to that truth. It confirmed that what they would just know that what they're hearing is the truth.
So you know what I asked him last night? I said, I looked him dead in his optical scanners in his eyes, and I said, do you, the real you, not your body, not your thoughts, not your emotions, not your feelings, not your ego, the real you, which is no one, which is just the image of God living in this temple you call a body, does the real you want this? Do you want to be, and so I got to the core of the question, And I think I realize that some people just don't want perfect peace, Jesse, and I don't understand that.
Well, let me tell you this, and then I got to run. Don't work so hard to try to – don't work at all to try to make anyone see the truth. And
okay.
Then don't become a teacher to anyone.
Yes.
And you just live your life.
Okay. I just want to share this truth because I've seen what it's done for me, and I know – that I'm walking in perfect peace right now. I have heaven on earth. And honestly, it's because of your teachings, man.
But don't be anxious to share it with anyone.
I know. That's my battle.
Yeah, and because if you're anxious to share it, then you're in your ego again.
You get emotional.
And God will, just like Satan has been guiding your mouth, your tongue, your mouth all these years, God will guide you when to speak and when not to. So don't be so anxious about it. Calm down. What the?
Okay. What the? I'm way too anxious to share this message, man. And only with my friends. I don't stand on the street. I don't do all that stuff.
But the same way with all people. You should even with your own wife or children, don't be anxious to share it with them. You just work on you, and the time will come when they will be ready to hear, you would know it, and you'll be able to help them.
And just be a living example, not a living, walking, talking about it.
That's a living example. Exactly.
I just want to help people, but you're right. You're 100% right. People that want to help themselves will. They'll seek the kingdom first.
Yeah, but don't even want to help anyone. You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. So don't.
True.
Be sure not to want for anything.
Right. Okay. Amazing. That's great.
Amazing. Thank you, Joe.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. One line open. Super chat.
Over. Shout out to the top contributors yesterday on the D Live.
Shout out.
D Live, JLP on D Live. Aries 1, Green Wall. Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters over there. Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Michael bought 3 coffees saying thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Michael. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Alan bought a coffee. I can't tell if Jesse Lee Peterson is wise or black and slow.
I can tell you. Black and slow. What the?
Maybe both.
Black and slow for sure. Thank you.
Pal or Paul, P-A-A-L, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, on Cash App, no message.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Nice.
Joe, 3 more coffees. You speak God's truth, and it's amazing.
Amazing. What? Thank you.
The Key bought a coffee. Jesse, have you ever seen wheat harvested? It's a brutal process to separate the chaff from the wheat. So is the process of a man to cleanse the heart. It's a brutal experience, but when the chaff is gone, the season of harvest appears.
Amazing.
Wheat emoji.
Thank you. I have not seen wheat being harvested, but thank you, though. I appreciate it. Point well taken.
Have you seen cotton being harvested?
Every day I dream. When I dream of cotton. Back in a moment. Manhood hours coming up. The hate news now, not the fake news. And thank you all for your super chat. We'll finish those and your phone calls right after this break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Wednesday, September 18th, AD 2024, Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls and some great stories, perhaps, and the rest of the Super Chats, perhaps. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, fast food chains across the United States are offering discounts today to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day, because we are a serious country. Cheeseburgers. Cheeseburger macaroni. It comes as many companies have unveiled promotions and giveaways this year to try to win back the customers they lost due to price increases. Eat your veggies as well, unless you are a meat only, in which case don't eat your veggies because the veggies are poison. And don't eat bread either. But anyway, Commie Nonsense Network also reports on the Middle East. By the way, ladies, Women's Forum tomorrow night, third Thursday of the month, RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. You can call the Bond office if you ever need to. Get in touch, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Or local number, 323-782-1980. But CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, on Hezbollah, they have vowed to respond, as you heard last, the first hour, to an Israeli attack, they claim. It's an Israeli attack. Israel is not acknowledged. That killed at least 9 people, they say, and injured thousands across Lebanon on Tuesday when pagers belonging to members of the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah exploded almost simultaneously. I know it's old news. I told you prior hour, but footage showed shoppers and pedestrians collapsing in the street following the blasts. Israel was behind the attack, CNN has learned, so they say. The failing New York Slimes reported that Israel hid explosives inside a batch of pagers destined for Hezbollah. A switch was embedded to detonate them remotely, they added, the New York Slimes said. Israel has not commented. The attack risks further escalating tensions in the Middle East, already heightened over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. It also underscores Hezbollah's vulnerability as their communication network was compromised to deadly effect. We wish them all well, right? We wish Israel well and the Muslims. Anyway, the presidential race, days following an apparent assassination attempt, the second one in a couple of months, on our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, whom they call former president. Both presidential candidates pressed on with campaign efforts in must-win states Tuesday. VP Cackling Evil Kamala Harris spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ, but it was a softball interview compared to the one that they tried to bring at our greatest president in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, not sisterly love. Where she denounced the false rumors about migrants in Springfield, Ohio, as a crying shame. Oh, yes. Trump hosted a town hall in Flint, Michigan. Hey. And shook hands with supporters at his first campaign event since Saturday's apparent assassination attempt. He discussed tariffs, his recent phone calls with crooked Joe Biden and cackling Kamala Harris, and said of the Secret Service, they did a H-E double toothpicks of a job on Sunday. They did a great job. Shout out to the Secret Service. No thanks to the FBI, those liberals. Shout out to some of the FBI, right? Shout out to all of them. We love them. Anyway, IVF treatment. Senate Republicans voted Tuesday to block a bill that would guarantee access to in vitro fertilization nationwide. Demon rats brought the bill back to the Senate floor after GOP lawmakers previously blocked the measure from advancing in June. Bill seeks to make IVF treatments more affordable, communist buzzword, by mandating coverage for fertility treatments under employer-sponsored insurance, making employers pay for it, And certain public insurance plans also expand coverage of fertility treatments, including IVF, under the U.S. military so-called service. Oh, Lord, service members, women in the military. I remember when that was a big thing when I was a kid. It was a controversy. I'm James Hake.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Are you? Is you? Is you one with yourself? You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, if you're busy doing whatever it is you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. But you can be listening no matter where you are. Playing basketball, you're a transgender player in women's sports, whatever you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131 on TalkStream Live. And you can podcast all the shows as well. And you can donate and have your comments read out loud by going to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday, and it is the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Telling mom to shut up in front of dad.
Shut up, mom. Dad, we're just joking. It's just a prank. It's just a prank.
It's not how you speak to a queen.
Jesse, don't ignore me. Did you tell me to take him? No! Shut up! It's
kneel before your queen!
You can get those clothes about your room.
And I told you that I wasn't doing anything, so shut up.
Hold the heck up! Who is somebody?
You dare to strike your god?
Oh, Vader. Beta males. No wonder the world going to hell in a handbasket. The men are weak. So before I go back to the phones, this is Manhood Hour. We're taking all call ladies too. But is always, the question always comes up, what is a man? What is a man? I want you to know, this is for men and women, everybody, all over the world, and we are heard around the world. You know that I've often said that to keep a little space between you and all people, but especially Donald Trump, because he's a good example of a man. Matter of fact, he's a perfect example of a man. I don't know how that happened. I kind of know how it happened, but it happened to him. And it sounds that he was close to his father. And that definitely, it will make a difference when you're close to your father. It makes a bit different. But anyway, I said to you from day one when he first came down the little stairway announcing that he was going to run for president a while back, and he won. I was like, pay attention to this man. Keep a space between you and the man. That way you won't never turn against him. It doesn't mean you're going to always agree with him, but you will not turn against him. And this is Manhood Hour. And so I want to tell you before I play this, in the New Testament, it tells you exactly how to become a man or a woman for the ladies. It tells you how to become a woman. It's in there. Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, is a perfect example of the New Testament and what it takes to become a man. I want you to realize, before I play this, Donald Trump had been lied about, talked about in negative ways and positive ways. He's gone to court over and over, almost looked like every state in America, but not every state. It seemed that way. By everything, they have tried to degrade him, embarrass him, crucify him, they say. They want to lock him up. They want to take away his businesses. I remember when that little black woman in New York, the so-called DA or whatever she was celebrating the idea she may be able to lock up the gates of Donald Trump building there in New York. She was all happy it didn't happen. This guy's now been shot at twice. Once hit in the ear, and the other time, luckily, the guards there was able to stop it. This man was shot at, and yet, he's like ever ready battery. He keep going. You can do the same. He is, this is so deep, I can boo-hoo. I can boo-hoo. He is allowing things to happen. He is allowing evil to be destroyed through him. He is allowing God to do it. He is allowing himself to be embarrassed, degraded, destroy his reputation, whatever that's supposed to mean. Friends turn on him. Co-workers turn on him. Family members turn on him. I think he had like a sister or cousin or somebody that turned on him. Ex-workers turn on him. FBI, CIA, FDA turn on him. He is allowing himself to be degraded. Can you do the same thing? Or do you believe you have something to protect? Your little reputation, your little this, your little that, your little fame and glory. You believe you have something to protect, and you won't let the false self die. That's the false self. And you got to do what Donald Trump is doing. Allow. Donald Trump is being degraded, and the whole world is seeing it. Have you realized that? when I talk on Sunday about, I give assignments, let yourself be degraded. Let your reputation be destroyed. Let your family turn against you. Let your friends turn against you. Let it all go. Let your tears and your anger and your sadness and your emotion turn against you. Let it go. But you won't let it go. You protect it because you think you. Who will I be if I didn't have my reputation? Who will I be if I'm not famous? Who will I be if I don't have a big house or a lot of money? Bread on the stove and a roof over the house, on the house is not enough for you. You've been taught you got to have more. You've not been taught to be satisfied with what you have. Like I was talking to the first caller this morning, and he has a felony and all that. I forgot his name already. I'm sorry. And I'm like, he was like, I got to get out of my mama. Tyler, thank you. Tyler, I got to get out of my mama house. I got to get out. No, be grateful for where you are. Be thankful. Don't be in your head, I gotta do anything. Live for now, in the present, and now, and be grateful. Donald Trump is doing that. Donald Trump is a living, walking example of how to overcome the ego. Donald Trump does not have to allow himself to be degraded around the world. Even the enemies of the rulers of the world see the president, Donald Trump, being degraded. Donald Trump can shut down anytime and say, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go and just enjoy the rest of my life, golfing, my grandchildren now, my kids. I'm done. But he's allowing these things to happen to him because, and I haven't spoken to him, but he knows that it's not him. He dies. Why don't you die daily? Why do you think you have something to protect? Why? You have nothing to protect. The New Testament is all about it, but you won't even read the New Testament. And not only will you not read it, you won't even watch a living example of it. And people say, I don't know a living example. I've never seen it. You have one right in front of you now. You have Donald Trump. And it's in the it's everywhere. You can see it. But the devil tells you not to believe what you see. Christ walked the earth, and he went through the same thing that Donald Trump is going through. But you still didn't believe what you saw. And he was right. Even the disciple right with him. Even his mama Mary and the other Mary. They didn't even see. They didn't believe what they saw. And they were with him. And they were only able to get a glimpse of it when he died and rose again. They're like, oh my God. Oh, what the? I thought he was dying, but he was living. And that's what has to happen to you. In order to live, you must die. The not you, the ego you, the vanity you. Why don't you just let it die? Suffer in it? Because you're not suffering anyway. It is suffering the death. I want you to, speaking of what is a man, here's a perfect example.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
It says it all. And if you can do those things, you will be a man. And ladies, you will be a woman. You will overcome being a female and you will become a woman. You will overcome being a male and you will become a man. If you can do that. You got some work to do. You got some work to do. You got to work on you. God is with you and God loves you, but you don't trust God. You trust the imagination and you're afraid not to trust the imagination. You're afraid not to. You're afraid not to trust evil and you're afraid to trust good. You don't trust God. You don't trust God. If you trust God, you cannot trust his thoughts. What the? But if you can do those things, you will. Ain't no other way you're going to become a man. No other way you're going to become a woman, ladies. You got to do the if. You got to do all that. And most people never going to do that. Some people get on the path, oh, this sounds so good, I want it. And they start doing the silent prayer. Oh, it's so powerful, it helped me. And then they stop. Some people get down the road on the journey. And they start feeling the if. And they're like, this is too hard. This is taking too long. This is too painful. And they stop. And then some people go further and further down the road. And they get distracted by enemies and other people. And they're like, why are you doing this? Why don't you just follow us? Don't follow that. Don't do this or that. Come with us. Look how happy we are. And they get off the journey, off the path, and they follow the crowd, and they suffer, and they cry. But then there are other men and women who get on that if path, and they endure to the end. They go way down the road, and further they get down the road, the more they start to love the journey. It become amazing to be working on themselves on that journey. And you can't, ain't nothing going to stop them. They're too far down the road. They have gotten to the point of loving working on themselves. You're not going to be able to stop them. So if it's manhood hour, if you want to be a man, or ladies, if you want to become a woman, there it is. If you can do what they just said in that if poem, you can become a man. You can become a woman. And I promise you that. I'm not just making it up. I promise you. You're going to be surprised at what's going to happen. But you got to be if. You got to stick with it. Some of you, and then I'll take your phone calls. Some of you might remember this memorable men's speech. This guy gave this amazing speech. Then I'll take your phone calls. This is Manhood Hour. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. If not now, when? When will you realize, you know what, I'm tired of living this dead life, because you are dead. Anyone that has anger is dead. Their eyes are open, but they're barely breathing. Anyone that has anger has fear. And anyone that has fear is desperate. And a desperate man or woman is dangerous in an evil way to themselves and to others. So Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker shared a commencement speech in May that sparked national news. And here is a memorable moment from that speech, reminding men to be unapologetic in your masculinity. Watch this soundbite from X. Watch this.
To the gentlemen here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture. And when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy. Yeah. You might have a talent that you don't necessarily enjoy, but if it glorifies God, maybe you should lean into that over something that you might think suits you better.
You would think that everybody and they mama, everybody and they mama would have loved that. But no, they hate that. They hate it. And you're not going to become a man or a woman by talking about it, by trying to prove it to anyone, by thinking about it, by reading a book about it. You're not going to even come in by listening to the show about it. You got to do it. You got to become it by doing it, by watching. And that old nation disappear. 888-7753. 773-888-77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, let me go to United Kingdom and talk to Grant. Grant, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for calling.
It's okay. Yeah, I wanted to ask. I actually spoke to Hake, I think it was yesterday. So in the space of 2 weeks, one night I lost my vision for 4 to 5 hours, and I found out that I have like a physical illness that sometimes makes me bedbound, and then sometimes I'm physically able to do things. And I found out that the government, which I was getting money from, might take it away from me, and I nearly became homeless. And I noticed that I was in the fear, and I was trying to observe the fear as deeply as I could. And like, you know, it's funny, as I've been waiting and you played that poem, I can't remember who said that poem that you just put on, the guy who basically says about if you can endure life. And yeah, it's like, and you said at the end of it just a minute ago, you're like, there's still so much to like to go through. And it's so fascinating, because you think you hit a peak. Your ego tells you like, oh, you've hit this point, like nothing's going to take you now, like you know not to listen to your thoughts. But even that's a thought.
Yes.
And then when everything hit, and right now I'm in this place where we have to leave, and I'm still not sure how I'm going to survive when it comes to money-wise. But like, I find it fascinating that the ego is kind of, in a way, reminds me of like the Bible. I don't know if it, in the Adam and Eve story it does say it was a snake, but it really is this slivery, dark kind of like, in a way, it kind of like goes on your back and you think that you're doing fine. And then reality hits you and then you realize, oh, I'm actually not whatever the ego was telling me. I'm still someone who has fear and I'm still someone that can't endure. Like today, for instance, like I was supposed to get this phone call for the government to say, yeah, you know, we'll pay for the... Because basically, I know I shouldn't think about the future, but my thing was I wanted to have a couple of months where I could rest my body to get to a point where then I would get a job and start working, because that's what I want. I don't want to live off the government at all. Like, it's an awful thing to do. But because my body is so... it fluctuates so rapidly. One minute I am literally bedbound, and then the next I'm not. I have a fear about letting go of what the government was giving me, because there's a safety net in it. But now that there's a potential that they are going to be getting rid of it, I should feel a gratefulness that maybe this will just kick me into gear. And even if I am working a job that I don't necessarily like and I'm in physical pain, there's still a gratitude that I'm not living off the government. And I find it fascinating that, like, the devil will literally do anything to make you feel fear, like, and you still, it's just, it's basically what I'm getting at, like, the amount that it, the levels to this thing is so deep.
And so your question,
it's unbelievable.
Your question for me, yeah, is what?
My question is, about a day before it all happened to me, I got this huge gut reaction that something was coming. And I don't know whether that was the devil or not, because obviously I can't predict the future. But before everything came about 2 weeks ago, I got a massive, like, I knew it was coming, but I couldn't intellectualize what was. Is that something that people, you know, I don't know what that is. And I wanted to see what you would say.
I recommend all you do is just watch those thoughts. And in watching them, do not come up with ideas about what you're watching, what they're saying to you. You just watch them, and don't invite other thoughts to come in to tell you what it is you're seeing or what is happening. And you will know the truth. You'll be guided by the light. But you got to watch the intellect that it does not interfere with what you're watching. Never assume that you have made it or you have not made it. Any thought about making it, arriving, or anything is just another thought. You want to live a life of not thinking, a no-thinking life. You just want to live in the presence of truth, of God, of the light, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
And then if the government take away your housing or whatever you're saying right now, don't worry about it. If they don't take it away, be grateful. But don't worry about it. Have a way to see. And just take it one day at a time. Don't jump ahead.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And anything can work out for you. Are you under a doctor care for your physical problems?
Yeah, I am. I am now. They're starting to help me. Yeah.
Nice.
But, you know, it's just an amazing journey. And I'm glad that I figured, you know, I am actually glad that, I know this might sound crazy, but like, I'm glad I did feel fear, because it makes me realize how much I still have to overcome.
Yes. Be glad to see it, but don't judge it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All right. 888-7753-773. Do they spell Grant differently in Europe or something? Because that was G-R-E-N-T. N-A-N-T. What the? Oh, you did? So maybe they spell it different over there. I thought about that. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls. One line open, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Quick break. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Because we've been raised by women, they know not what they do, keeping man away from God. And until man realized that he has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama, he has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama, he can repent. He can repent by forgiving. He can repent. And God will change his nature. When man changed, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. When man change, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. When man change, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. When man change, then our family will change, then our community will change. The power is in the man. Man. The power is in the man. The power is in the man. The power is in the man.
Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's getting a little chilly in L.A. right now. I'm like, what the? All of a sudden, we need a jacket. I don't know. It's just getting a little, it's not hot like it was. I like it, though, but it ain't too cold or too hot right now. But Hake, love it. Y'all don't know that in the studio and in the office building, when Hake is here, it freezes. He has the air conditioner turned way up. He's the only one. Everybody else have on jackets. And he has on a shirt. And we like, what the? But anyway, the Hake Report coming up at 9. And then at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV. He black. Joy of Friday TV. Don't miss it. It's amazing. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire, natural energy, flying an airplane. He became a pilot by learning to become a pilot on Google. Amazing. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I forgot to mention, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Let me go quickly to a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Sarara. I think that's right. Sarar.
It's Sarai.
Sarai.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Nice to finally talk to you. I've been a watcher for a while now.
Right on. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, what you think about weed? Because I know you said that the Native American, you know, like, they make them lazy or whatever. But I want you to go into more detail because I can't find the video.
The Indian was, they lost because they were high up pot. They call it pie odor or something. But what weed does, it keeps you away from awareness. It keeps you away from consciousness.
Mm.
It,
I noticed that.
Yeah.
I noticed.
And I've noticed that men and women who, when they're on pot, they think they're conscious, but they're not.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I was one of those before.
I'm sorry?
But I said I was one of those before.
You one of but what?
A pot user.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
You sound so nice. You sound all timid and feminine and nice, and you're a pothead. What the?
Well, I'm not anymore, but I definitely was.
And,
to be honest with you.
And how did you stop?
I just realized, well, the only reason I knew that the only reason I did was from pain. And I just going into my thoughts. And what I did was I forgave my mother and my father, as you said. And things have just been more peaceful in my life.
Right on. Amazing. And are you doing the silent prayer yet?
Yes.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you.
How do you spell your name?
S-A-R-A-I.
S-A-R-A-I. Okay, nice name. Amazing. Any other question?
No, I just wanted to ask about that.
Yeah.
But thank you for answering.
Yeah, it keep people unconscious. They think they're conscious when they're high, they're not. How old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15?
Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just trying to be honest.
No, you're 15.
Mm-hmm.
You little 15-year-old pothead. That's amazing that you're working on yourself at 15.
Mm-hmm. And I've been in a relationship for 4 years.
Really?
I made him forgive his mother and his father as well.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is he?
He just turned 17 the other day.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You have any kids?
Mm-mm.
Nice. Well, you are, so you made him forgive his folks or he did it on his own?
No, he did it on his own. I'm just saying we had these conversations and it led to that.
Nice. Are you living with him?
No, but I will be next year.
At 16?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because as of right now, my dad is like, oh, no, just wait till next year so you can be emancipated, blah, blah, blah. So,
Well, your dad is right. I wish that you would wait even a little longer than that. Not that you should break up or anything, but now that you're working on yourself, I recommend, don't you want that you wait at least until you're 18? How about that?
It's just we were so close that. Yeah, like, I'm there every day anyway, so I'm like, I basically already was there. I just don't speak to him.
And you at his house every day?
Mm-hmm.
He has his own place?
No, it's with his mom. But we're going to move out to an apartment on our own next year.
Oh, okay. Are you still in high school?
Mm-hmm. But I graduate early next year.
Oh, I see. Well, you continue to work on yourself. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts, all right?
Thank you.
Amazing call. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happens, stay with it. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Did you think she was 15? I knew she sounded really young, but I thought maybe early 20s. That's amazing she's working on herself, though. Let me go to Harold out of North Carolina. He's been waiting a while. Harold, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I'm calling in reference to, I happen to be a black conservative and Republican only because I know the history of the Democratic Party.
Right.
And I'm not very happy with the Republican Party either because to me they don't seem to have, they could approach the black community and get more black votes if they did a few simple things, and I think they don't reach out enough.
Right.
But I'm basically calling because I saw that young lady on the National Association of Black Journalists, Miss Kamala Harris, on TV. I saw the show, and they asked her something about reparations. And, of course, she did the old side shoe. Oh, we got to have a committee. We got to research this. We have got to have an open public forum back and forth before we do. Wait a minute. I don't see any of that going on for all these immigrants coming in over here.
Yeah.
They're getting billions of dollars without a question asked.
Yep. That is such a good point.
And the Black Congressional Caucus, which is a bunch of, I call them the Black Congressional Circus, they letting these people get billions. Your reparations money is going to these immigrants. That's where it's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because between me and you, Mr. Peterson, I don't want reparations. I never was a slave. I never picked cotton. My grandmother was the closest I got to slavery, and she was 6 years old in Timminsville, South Carolina, and she picked cotton 16 hours a day as a six-year-old.
Yeah.
If anybody deserved that money, it should have been given to these people years ago. You're going to give And what is Ray Ray and Pookie going to do with all this money when they get it? What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to waste it. It'll be gone overnight.
Weave, yeah. Sneakers, clubs, partying, everything. But what happens when the money runs out? You're going to complain? You're going to complain about it wasn't enough?
They're going to want more.
In your state of California, where that clown Newsom vetoed that bill, everybody was up in arms. The last I heard, and I'm not a California resident, you guys have a supermajority in the Senate and the House for Democrats. All they had to do was override the veto.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was another tactic by the Black caucus in your state, because they wouldn't put the bill on his desk and let him go nay or yes or no.
It's a mess,
he's lining
man.
He's lining himself up for 2028 because he wants to run. That's why he's cleaning up the homeless spots out there now, and he's in with gloves on and all that. The Black community is in the condition it's in because we have a bunch of traitors as politicians.
Yeah, I totally believe that that's what Newsom is planning. I don't know yet, but I believe all of a sudden he's trying to pretend he's doing the right thing. He's making California better. It's only because he planned to run, and I don't trust him at all, man, just zero.
Well, I don't trust many politicians because the only politician I've gravitated to, and the first time I ever voted in a presidential election was 2020, because between me and you, sir, I'm a retired policeman. I couldn't care who was in the office. I had to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Democrat or Republican, I had to work and pay bills. I couldn't sit back and go, "Oh, I'm woe is me because we don't have a Republican in office." When Trump said in his State of the Union address that he was elected president of the United States, not the world, that's what made me gravitate to him.
Right,
we cannot be the social service welfare for the world, and that's what's breaking us now. Nobody wants to. That's why I'm mad at Republicans, because they never bring up the cost that these illegals are costing per American. They never bring it up.
Because
it's got to be a fortune.
They're in support of it. The rhinos are no different than the Democrat. We really, except for Donald Trump, we have a one-party system now. The Republican Party is no different, in my opinion.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, because there's a lot of rhinos, and they laugh and grin. The only reason why I vote Republican is because I refuse, and I have a daughter that's woke, and she called me up the other day, and she's, "Well, Republican." I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I'm tired of Black people blaming everything on the Republican."
Yeah.
If you did any kind of research on the Democratic Party, you wouldn't go near them.
That's
but
right.
Most people don't. They're confined to, like, you know, "Oh, I'm going to vote for the sister. Well, I want to make history." Well, take history to the supermarket.
That's right. Harold, I got to run, man. Amazing.
No problem.
Call.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
No,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. He's right
about
that.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. He's right about that. Absolutely right about it. Juan out of Washington State. Juan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, sir.
How are you?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm alive.
I'm still alive, hey, but I'm barely breathing. I pray
I'm calling
to
answer
God
the,
that I do believe in.
I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
I am becoming one with myself, yes.
Are you one with yourself?
No, not yet. But I see it.
Are you one with yourself?
No.
Amazing. And when you say you see it, what do you mean by that?
I see the moments of awareness, and I'm just watching all the time, and I'm just watching the world crumble around me.
Yeah.
And there's just peace. Like, I'm not bothered. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not dwelling on what happened yesterday. I'm just enjoying today. For some reason, every day I wake up, I see every single day as a gift. And it's amazing.
Amazing.
Everything is well. Everything is good. Nothing is wrong. Everything that happens throughout the day, it happens because it's supposed to happen. And all we can do is, and whatever happens to us and whatever we do throughout the day, if we stay aware of it and we watch it carefully, we'll notice that it's just the way it's supposed to go.
Absolutely. One, I really appreciate you responding to that biblical question. I want to respond to what you said, but I got to wait until Sunday. But thank you, man. And stay with it, Juan. You're on track.
I want to also say something about the silent prayer.
Okay.
A lot of people make excuses for it, but to be honest, when I was going to church, I went to church for like 10 years, and I was doing the whole Bible thing and the hooping and hollering. And for me, it was harder to do the hoop. Like, I wasn't consistent with the hooping and hollering, but I am consistent with the silent prayer.
Yeah.
And it's easy for me to just sit and watch and see what it is that God has for me, instead of me telling God what I want for me.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
And people just make excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a year and a half now, I mean, even if I don't, let's say if I go to bed late or whatever, and I can only do 5-10 minutes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, people, I hear people say, "Whoa, I just don't have time." Yeah, you have time. You just don't want to use your time.
Well, they're not ready to be free yet. They still love their misery, and they are just pretending that they're ready. So when they do say that, you just have to let them suffer until they're ready.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That, like the caller before me said earlier, that you can't tell people, because if you right. tell them what you're seeing, I mean, they don't get it. But I do see a lot of people gravitating towards me and asking questions like, "Why are you so happy all the time?"
Yes.
I'm like, "Cause I'm alive." What other reason would be more logical than to be alive? To
absolutely,
be happy?
Man. What? Thank you, Juan. I got to run. You're absolutely right. Stay with it, and I'll respond on Sunday to the biblical question. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, thank you guys, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
You guys
you
are
too.
Amazing.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
Right now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
I'm remiss in my duty to read the Rumble rant from yesterday from Dawn.
You got to know how to rumble.
Donnie Girl's idea says, "I'm half Jew and half Irish and German. I killed my own people. Sounds like a thug life."
What a mess. I love the Jews.
Same.
I've gone to Israel. If I was God, one requirement to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must have gone to Israel while you lived. If you haven't, you can't get in. Sorry. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike Young bought a coffee. "Hey, Jesse, I hear some Christians say Trump brought the shooting incidents upon himself because of his rhetoric. What do you think about that? Thanks, Mike Young."
What a mess. Thank you, Mike.
Joe, 3 coffees. When we're born again and living in perfect peace and sharing the truth with a friend, is what we're saying coming from our thoughts or the spirit?
Pay attention so you can see clearly where you're coming from. All right? Watch the thoughts and see if they're talking to you about the truth that you've heard. And then you will know for yourself. Amazing question, though. Thank you.
Oh, also on Buy Me a Coffee, Caesar bought a coffee. "Hey, Jesse, what did Oprah say to Whoopi in that one movie?"
"You so hoppo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men." my daddy, my brother, my cousin, I ain't going to take it no more. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar. Caesar. Nikki bought our coffee. Biblical question answer.
Are you one with yourself?
Yes. All is one. Red Heart.
Amazing. Thank you, Nikki. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Obi. Obinson. Thanks for spreading the good news. Hashtag Trump24 on Cash App.
Absolutely. Trump now and Trump forever. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Also on Cash App, Ruben. Senor Jesse, I love your book, You the Man.
Si, senor. Gracias. And check out all my books. They are amazing. Go to RebuildTheMan.com, RebuildTheMan.com/store. Amazing books. Check them out.
Indeed.
I highly recommend it. And I will sign them if you go to RebuildTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to order them. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. James Hakes. Whiteness can adapt to cold weather, and that's why your blackness and my blackness can't adapt to cold weather, because black people don't like cold weather.
That's for sure. black skin does not work in cold weather. What the? Thank you.
Greenwall with a diamond on DLive. Do you love Mama Africa? And then this red, yellow, and green flag emoji.
Mommy Africa. What a mess over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real mess, and it's happening right here, right now. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Misty, Wolf336, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, CEO of Based, and the rest of the supporters in the DLive crew. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
And that's all for now.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Excuse me. Yesterday, I taped two episodes of the Father's Day after the show. I've been talking too much. Jacob is a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. So my question was, so a lot of times you explain that the mother has some responsibility in long-term effects on negatively on the children.
Yes.
But I feel as though my mom was pretty even keel, but I have an older sister who even now I hold some resentment towards, or I find myself holding resentment towards, and then I let it go. But yeah, I feel like they kind of let her run the show growing up, and I was somehow affected in my adult life by things that I experienced from her.
Yeah.
Is that a route?
100%. Because a lot of times the parents let the oldest child raise the children because the mother don't care about the children, so she go off to work somewhere or she finds some reason. And she dumped the kids on the older child. But the older child don't know how to raise children. They're still kids themselves, right? And just like the mother doesn't even know how to raise a child if she has a husband to guide her. So forgive your sister for whatever happened. She did the best she could.
Yes.
And well, she didn't know how to raise you.
Right.
Have you forgiven her yet?
Well, in my heart I have, but I haven't actually. So our relationship is still not, like, we don't really have much of a relationship. 'Cause when I was young, like, what she would do is she would tell me that everything my dad wanted to do to us or for us or because of us was unfair. And so she really did turn me away from my dad. But then as I grew up, I wanted my dad, just like you say, you wanted your father.
Yeah.
I went through that. And I've completely passed things up with my dad. Me and my dad are best friends now.
Right on.
But I've just kind of distanced myself from her because she still kind of has that attitude. And it's like, it's the sort of thing where I forgive, and then it's like, I just kind of stay away.
How old are you now?
I'm 38.
You go to her and, hey, sis, I've been resenting you because you were acting like my mother. You tried to turn me from my father. I realize now that you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And then you move on with your life. You don't have to deal with it if you don't want to. But forgive her so you can be free of that.
All right, I will, definitely.
Yeah, go to her, and if she agrees with it, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. You forgave your mother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, do the same thing with your sister, and whatever her attitude is, leave that with her. That's her problem, not yours. She cannot help herself. She's angry at your mother that she would dumped, that you guys would dumped on her at such an early age. She didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, forgive your mother, Jacob. I mean, for your sister, Jacob.
Okay. I have one more question, too. I don't have a problem with that at all. I just needed to hear you say that I needed to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
The silent prayer. How did you discover that? Where was that revealed to you?
It's in your heart. You want to see it? Be still and know. But listen, can you call me back either tomorrow or another day about this? Because I'm out of time.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, because I wanted to know more about it before I got into it. But I'll give you a
give
call.
Give it a try.
I'll find some resources.
Okay. Give it a try at rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, all right?
All right. You got it. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. HakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you for your support, your super chats, and your donations. Go and donate to us at rebuildingtheman.com. It's tax deductible. Don't worry. You'll get your money back, I guess. The way the government is now, you never know. But anyway, donate. And thank you all. Bible Thought for Thursday tomorrow. And don't forget, ladies, tomorrow night, the ladies' forum at 7 p.m. Ashley out of California, Matt, a first-time caller out of Canada, and somebody just dropped. I'm out of time. Amazing show today. Get on this, and always, get on this straight and narrow, and just stay there. If the whole world turned against you, you stay there, no matter what. You won't regret it, I promise you. But you got to stay. When you've done all you can do to stay, stay some more. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and increased, all right. Bye now. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663.